Hi, I would like to start by saying thank you to everyone taking the time to visit my website and to read and look at the things that I've been posting for quite some time now. A big thank you to all the people whose work and books and podcasts I have referred to over these years. Some of them have been truly valuable resources for me. And also, I'd like to say thank you to anyone listening to this today. So this is my first audio, even though I have been writing and posting since 2013. And so I was a little nervous about doing it, but also felt that it was the next necessary step. And the fact that I have not spoken English since 2011 also made it sort of imperative that I go ahead with it. So in the process of considering this, a few topics emerged. And I eventually decided to first talk a bit more generally about the journey or path I have been on for quite some time now, and then maybe in the following audio about the specific tools and practices that I have used along the way. As you can see, the title I have given this post is The Intersection of the Personal and the Impersonal, and that is because when I initially, and I must say very tentatively, started exploring the possibility of processing and healing old experiences and gaining more insight into repetitive patterns, narratives and dynamics in my life, I sort of held the naive assumption that it was a very personal choice that would more or less be respected as such. And to be honest, it would not ultimately interest that many people, at least not in my broader environment. In any case, I also thought that that what I was creating along the way, including the website, were products that others had a choice on whether to interact with or not. I wasn't exactly shoving information down anybody's throat. I was simply trying to reclaim my voice and freedom to use art and words to talk about things that mattered a lot to me and maybe to the people that could relate to this material. Of course, over time, I understood how unrealistic this whole notion was as I started experiencing a tremendous pushback and acts of punishment in a constant and consistent manner, a kind of like on every corner thing. It took me a while to work out and fully grasp that any time anyone decides to embark on healing, this potentially opens doors to awakening, to a much bigger picture and broader reality than what the system would want people to know or be aware of. So through this slow and painful process, I became aware that although what was going on in my environment felt very personal, in the sense that the suffering and attacks were real and personal, it was also impersonal in the sense that it was part of the package that came along with one's decision to walk this path and, God forbid, talk about it. As we process the many layers and make links across early and later experiences, we get more and more glimpses of the intersection between the familial, the cultural, and the broader societal aspects of one's life. We kind of join the dots between home, school, religious or spiritual, work and medical containers or contexts. This experience of connecting, discerning, integrating the many paradoxical at times aspects and threads of the tapestry is a process of awakening to more personal, collective and universal reality, and it mostly happens gradually and differently for different people. So although the journey might be very individual, it is also a process with many commonalities across all cultures. We can awaken to more reality and to the nature of who we truly are through meditative, spiritual and religious practices and guidance, but trauma, death of a loved one, any major loss or change and illness can often all be the gateway for many people. Steve Taylor has, for instance, conducted research and has basically observed three types of awakening processes: the natural awakening, the gradual path of spiritual practice, and also more often a trauma, loss, bereavement and turmoil, which seem to be the most common path to entering a more wakeful state. He discerns perceptual, affective, cognitive and behavioral shifts that take place with varying intensity depending on where, we might say, on the continuum of wakefulness one is. But I won't go into this more today because this is intended to be a short audio. But one basic shift that takes place is our becoming more viscerally aware that we are all part of an inextricably connected world and universe, and the fact that we are porous and move through each other. Scientists seem to have now confirmed that this foundational oneness is the true nature of our reality, and that we are quantum energy and awareness, which means that we are connected, fluid and permeable. We are, as Dan Siegel would say, and we, M-W-E, me and we, and we. We are both separate and connected, both a wave and the ocean. I would like to end by saying that in some sense, any level of healing, new learning, growth and expansion brings about more awareness and awakens us more concerning multiple areas of our own life and life in general. And in that sense, maybe we are all, at some level or other, through our striving for growth, through our daily small acts of love, kindness and courage, and learning and understanding, always expanding and awakening, even if only a little, even if we don't have the language or terms to describe it. And we are, in the end, probably all doing our best in the circumstances we find ourselves in and the social discourse available to us at any given moment. I think this is all for now. Again, I'd like to thank you for listening. Bye and take care.